by Anderson. Puck is loose, bouncing around, picked up by Minnesota, and sent the length of the ice as they clear it. Minute 10 left to go in the skater advantage for the River Kings.
Needs more movement.
Yes, they do, as they are waiting for good shots, but that Minnesota defense is just standing still and blocking anything Rapids really wants to do. As Anderson breaks it in the zone, goes behind the goal, stops, spins, breaks on the, puts on the brakes. Tudich to the point with Obstfelder. Back to Tudich. Tudich, he has to just get the puck away behind the goal. Schweitzer, he wanted to center it. Now he's getting in a battle, and Minnesota clears the zone. Obstfelder leaves it up ahead to Anderson. Anderson gets in front into the zone. Shot, tried to hit Schweitzer, crashing to the net. Could not, as Rapids still blocking the zone. Whole held in by Allstrand as he dropped pass back to Anderson. The Euro line doing a lot of work. Obstfelder hit nobody home through the slot. 23 seconds left. Rapids has to regroup here as Taylor really harasses Anderson. Puck sent up into the offensive zone. Rapids has to get back on sides. They got 11 seconds to do so. Now they break into the zone. That's Anderson drop pass. Obstfelder through the legs of I believe that was Denti. Shot. Big rebound back behind the goal. And that is cleared out. Penalty is over. As Rapids, they had a few shots on goal, but they don't get anything into the net. As Turco stops the puck behind the goal. Pass, that'd be Lutflin, passes it up. And there's no icing. Last touched up by Minnesota. Snibiala tries to give some pressure. Shot tipped up into the netting. Stoppage of play. 14:56 left to go in the second period. No score between the Mullets and the River Kings.
Yeah, another power play to forget for the River Kings. Just there needs to be more movement. There needs to be more interlapping and overlapping and finding those nice passes, and just they weren't able to connect on anything.
Entertaining game so far. Rapids leading 15-2 in shots, but none are getting to the back of the net. As McNeish in the faceoff circle to battle up against, if we look at the sheet, I believe that was Nimiela. As Rapids holds his own, Beauchamp, he tries to get through the defense. Puck's just sitting there in the circle. Hogan McNeish, he tries to get through, and puck gets picked up by Minnesota. Cody Thomas, but they can't really do much with it right now either. As Rapids holds the zone, sends around behind the cage. Cooper sends it back the other way. McNeish watching the scene, trying to eliminate a pass. As Thomas picks up the puck, he's got a couple of River Kings around him. Hip check into the boards. Raffert picked up by Xavier Beauchamp. He drops pass back to Hunter Raffert. Raffert skating around, little pass to himself up into the zone. That's picked up by Minnesota as they clear the zone. Mikhail Ilyin picks it up, blue line. Back against the boards, dumps it into the zone. Can't quite get the passing down. Raffert picks it up. Everybody gets onside. Raffert, centering pass, cross away to Cooper. He can't quite hold on to it. Out to the point. Shot. Slap shot from Beauchamp. That's picked up, turned away by Niederkorn. Another shot from the circles. McNeish, he gets that turned away by Niederkorn. Broken stick out on the ice. As Minnesota, they carry up into the zone. Baxter sends it in way wide of the mark. Minnesota regrouping. Rapids tips it up into the zone. Mikhail Ilyin, he's one-on-two situation. Teammate streaming up. Bulldog on the near side picks up that pass. Ilyin goes to the bench. Out goes Williams. Puck is tied up behind the goal, more towards the corner side on the near side. Picked up by Rapids. Centering attempt, right to Lutfulin, high slot shot. Bouncing a goal! There's a hole in their goalie, Minnesota, and Rapids goes up 1-0.
Great tip by Williams there. Niederkorn, nothing he could have done about it. Williams is fourth on the year, just perfect little spot for him, and he's been wanting a goal for a while as well. He's been sort of snake-bitten, and it's a great one to get the duck off his back, I think the term is.
That was a very nice setup. Picked up behind the goal, centering attempt, right past the stick of Cooper. Shot from the point, Lutfulin tipped right in the top of the crease by Riley Williams, and that's how we have a 1-0 score, Wisconsin Rapids.
Yep.
13:19 left to go.
That's how you're going to beat Niederkorn. Just there's nothing he could have done on that. Just so close and tight on that tip. Just go straight up. Nothing he could have done on that play.
Riley Williams with the goal. Stoppage of play. Williams with the goal, as I said. Assists by Lutfulin. And McNeish.
Williams from Lutfulin and McNeish.
6:41, time of the goal. So Rapids are in business now. 1-0 over the Mullets. I think they took a couple inches off the Mullets on that one as they are playing from behind now. First time that Rapids has scored first in this series. Just in this weekend series, I should say, to be a little more clear. Puck comes up, neutral ice. Bryslin, backhand, looking to get into the zone. Still attacks. Puck goes into the defensive zone of Minnesota, then back out, neutral ice. Minnesota breaks into the zone. Puck gets batted up into the corner. Avoiding a hit is Ragar. And the puck comes near side through the corner. Bryslin has it. He's looking to pass up before he gets smoked into the boards. Bryslin trailing, using his speed, gets to the puck first behind the goal. He can't quite get to the puck, but it's held in by Garcia. Down low to Bryslin. Backhand just missing the opportunity is Williams. Shot, sharp angled. That goes through the slot and the crease. Bounces out neutral ice. Rapids has to regroup. Garcia, near side. Circle, backhand, trying to stuff a home. Shot, a goal! Rapids goes up 2-0 over the Mullets.
Garcia does it himself. I mean, he's got that skill in him. He's so nifty and so nimble. Just a great skate in and crashes the net on Niederkorn and stuffs it home.
That stuff home attempt, he tried it on the near side. He had it on the near side,
yep.
Stuffed by Niederkorn. And then he kept with it as a rebound came right to him on the far side. He missed the first one, but he shoved it home on the second try. And Rapids goes up 2-0 over the Mullets.
Yeah, really good goal by Garcia there. His seventh on the year. And just, I think all of his goals have been pretty spectacular. It's either a long bomb from the blue line or it's just he weaves through the defense and makes an amazing play like that.
What
a great goal.
That was just good for him to stay with it because his first one was stuffed, second one was stuffed, and then he got the third attempt.
Yeah,
third time's a charm.
Yeah, exactly. You got to stay with those plays, and especially in front when the goalie, you don't know if he has it, don't know if you can get a touch on it, and I think that's what the Mullets are sort of telling to the refs. You know, our guy had it. What's happening?
Well, Brody Ragor, he's got a complaint. He's got a legit one, I think, because saying, hey, our guy couldn't get over to it.
Yeah.
Where's goaltender interference? But
goal stands.
Yeah, the referees say no, we play on as Denti has a puck shot turned away by the defense.
Now you got to pile on if you're the River Kings. You got two quick ones. You really need that last one to seal the deal.
Rapids nearly has that opportunity. Turned just wide by Niederkorn. Shot, glove save. Glove save by Niederkorn to stop the clock. Garcia from Semi Alexander. 7:56, the official time of the goal. As we got a whistle faceoff coming to the blocker side of Niederkorn. Schweitzer battling up against, I believe that is Ragar. Tough to see the number from this angle, so my apologies if I'm inaccurate on that. As there's face-off there, that's controlled by Rapids, trying to get back out to the point. They hold the zone, is Beauchamp. Now Minnesota picks it up as they try to break out. Ballack, near side, 2-2. Rush, he gets the puck poked away by Hunter Raffert. Raffert, great job on the poke check. Down goes Ballack. Pinned up in the corner is the puck. Raffert picks it up as he breaks out. Stops, spins, sends the puck back into the corner as he tries, and he does, as Minnesota tried to get something brewing there. Short notice, 11:18 left to go, second period. Rapids up 2-0 over the Mullets. 2-2 opportunity. Nimiela trying to get back. Denti stops circle. He tries to center it. Nobody home. That was intended to Lupfelin, but he couldn't get a stick on it. Rapids still holding the puck. Near side is down goes Bolduc. No whistle. A shot, short angle shot. There's no idea where that puck is Niederkorn. Yes, a little pushing and shoving, but
that must have been close to the line.
That just was close.
Gets that pad down in time to really take away the momentum of the puck and just squeeze it to the ice.
So they just added another assist to that second goal. Locker is getting an assist on that as well. So just had to make that added up. But that puck just right there in Niederkorn, that was another one. That's third or fourth tonight where he's literally just sat down hoping to get a whistle.
Just squished the puck and got that whistle just in time.
I don't know how loose that puck was, but Rapids was chiseling at it. They got to be careful of that too so that they don't incite, a bad hair day by the Mullets as they get angry and want to start pushing around. But either way, that new faceoff picked up by Rapids. Schweitzer pinned up in the corner. Denti gets there first at the circle. He gets pocket picked. Lutfalin gets to the puck first. Sends it around the boards. Real slow mover. Gentry gets there first. Lufelin back for Rapids. Sends it low as Schweitzer pass behind the net to Denti. As there's a hit and the stick goes flying in the air. Tudich from the circle shot turned away in front. Lufelin gets there first.
Keep this
Denti
pressure up.
Drop pass. Then there's opportunity there. Schweitzer goes right through the crease. Turned away as we're 10 seconds away from official halftime of the game. 10:09 left. Minnesota picks up the puck, held in by Lutfullin. Goes to the corner, Tudich. He's there first. Drop pass, Schweitzer. Schweitzer centering. Shot, Denti. Turned away by Niederkorn as we pass 10 minutes, under 10 minutes left to go in the second period of action. Rapids has to clear the zone. Collisions all over the place, middle ice. As Schweitzer picks it up, goes far side, puts on a move. Harold can't hold on to his stick. Schweitzer, leave pass. That's there for Denti. Shot. Big rebound. Goes behind the goal. Drop pass back. Rapids still has it. Schweitzer trying to cover it. Now it's covered. They can't get to it. City, they're loose. There's chopping and hacking at it. In the crease. Where's the puck? It's loose. Shot. Turned away. Rapids coming away with it. Bull Duck. He comes near side. He gets hit in the corner. No whistle letting him play on. Really fun to watch hockey like that. As Minnesota, they're trying to clear the zone. Some could say that's hockey like it ought to be, and I would probably agree with you as Minnesota breaks the zone. And there's a whistle. Offsides is a call against Minnesota. 9:12 left to go. Second period. 2-0 lead.
Shift.
Rapids
really
over Minnesota.
Great shift by that Schweitzer, Denti, and Tudich line. Just, it must have been at least 2 minutes they had them in their zone. They just couldn't escape, and when they did, the River Kings were right back in there. Really love that shift from that line.
You talk about keep chipping away at it. 25-2 shot advantage. Minnesota, knock on wood, has not had a shot on goal yet this period. Could change here any moment. As Garcia picks up the puck in the defensive zone, chipped up ahead by Marcus Anderson. That is now picked up by Minnesota near side, trying to clear into the Rapid zone. That's just an entering pass. It's turned away by Turco. I don't know if they'll call that a shot on goal, and they do, so they finally get a shot on goal this period, and that's not a knock on Minnesota. That's just how well Rapids is really keeping them contained. Rapids, Ian Wobstfelder sends it near side, Chevy Alexander. Up, picked up by Anderson, can't quite hold on to the stick as there's a puck, loose puck, and there's an opportunity there as Wobstfelder can't quite hit Anderson as Minnesota breaks out. Moves the puck down the zone, and that's turned away by Turco. Collisions all over the place, some behind the play. Letting him play on as Baxter gets the puck first. 8:19 left to go in the second period. Obstfelder, nice little flip, kick flip there. Almost looked like you see that on a soccer field. Pretty sure in that area of the world, he's probably played a little bit of soccer.
Yeah, he was a big soccer player, actually, he was telling me.
Well, see, that makes sense. So you say soccer's kind of hockey on grass, and honestly, if you give it a chance, watch it. It kind of is. Obstfelder picks up the puck right below me. Centering pass, Allstrand. Lead pass to Anderson. The Euro line nearly misses as Obstfelder sends it behind. Allstrand trying to center it. He sends it back behind Obstfelder. Obstfelder up ahead. Allstrand back to Obstfelder. A little bit of collision in there in the corner. Stuff attempt by Obstfelder. And how?
Nice.
Niederkorn stopped that. I tip my cap to him. That's a heck of a save as he stuck with the puck and didn't get deked out of his breezers there. It gets a stop. It's a play. 7:32 left to go. Second period. Rapids up 2-0.
Yeah, really nice power move there by Obstfelder to really drive to the front. I mean, that sort of area is quite vulnerable. You saw Bryson do it in the first, and now Obstfelder really driving through that pocket to get to the front.
Face off. Blocker side of Niederkorn. McNish wins it for Rapids, sent back behind the goal. McNish, he gives chase. Following up, big collision behind the boards. Puck comes away. McNish still battling for it. Ilyin back there. The Russian enforcer back there. He passes back out to the point. Raffert cross ice to the Beauchamp. Tried to center it. Kicked away by the skates of the defenseman. Now there's a foot race, the skate race. Nelson crashing in. Raffert there. Turned away by Turco. And puck comes back around the boards. That could have been some pretty good interference run, legal interference by Raffert. Turco did the rest to keep that puck out of the net.
Taylor, yeah, you definitely feel that back.
Ooh. As there's a whistle. And that
high stick, I would imagine.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, when you're bearing down like that on the goalie, you really feel that back pressure. I mean, the taps, you know, just you get that, you just sort of feel them a little bit more when you got that adrenaline fueling. It's just you and the goalie, and just nice play by Raff to disrupt it.
Well, 6:52 left in the second period. Rapids leading 2-0. McNish facing off against Brody Gregor. Picked up. Rapids controls it. Ilian shot. That got blockered away by Niederkorn. Lutfalin trying to hold the zone. He's getting a bunch of physicality down there. Goes across his body. Tried a centering attempt. And that's gloved by Niederkorn. Another stoppage. 6:37 left to go. Second period. Rapids still leading 2-0. 27-4 shot advantage. So two shots by the Mullets that took over halfway through the period. And Rapids, that just, man, their defense is controlling what Minnesota wants to do on offense, and they're off, and Rapids' offense is holding the puck in the offensive zone.
Yeah, the most important thing now at this point is don't forget your defensive assignments. Be strong on defense, and defenses win championships. I'm going to go back to it again and again, and this really sort of tests your mettle as a team and see if you can hold on to this lead.
Puck near corner. As Rapids holds his own, Williams, and that puck gets up out of play as we get still in the 6 minutes left, 6:18 to be exact. Thanks again for joining us here tonight. Low Hockey, Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI. Thank you, Laura, back at the office studio, doing a great job as always. And of course, Zach and Art on the cameras, and Larry McGivin offering color, and Matt, well, thanks for being here, as always, buddy. And even, we'll even get a shout-out to the statistician. Good job there as you keep us in line when we misspeak, well, at least when I misspeak, which is pretty common. As there's a shot sent up into the netting, another stoppage. Still 6 minutes left to go. Sound like a broken record. 6:03 left to go, second period. Score's the same, 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen Valich on the ice for a while.
He's been out there, but he's really been neutralized.
Yeah, he really has been, and I mean, that's a key to the game. I mean, he's such an X-factor player. He can really turn. He needs half a chance to score. He's such an effective player. And
don't give him a full chance, because that's just not a good idea.
No.
And even a half a chance is too much.
He's got a good chance of scoring that as well.
He's a heck of a skater. I've been impressed watching him this weekend, very much so. Very good. So one of the better skaters in this division. A shot in from the circle. That's gloved by Niederkorn. And Niederkorn's been playing outstanding too.
Yeah, just typical Niederkorn.
Goes Turco.
Yeah, behind the play, I think he was just doing some skating, just catches an edge. But 27 shots, 2 goals against, another typical night for Niederkorn, just piling on the shots and just being able to weather the storm.
Now that's another one where he's doing some stretching and trying to, you know, keep himself warm. And such a shot, and that gets through the defense and just barely turned away by Niederkorn. That would have been a backbreaker if that would have slipped through. Thankfully for Minnesota, it didn't. Rapids picks up the puck, neutral ice. Just sent down into the zone as out it goes and chipped down. No icing. Niederkorn has to play it behind the goal. Sends it back across the way, held in by Garcia. Garcia sends in as there's a shot. Open net. Puck can't get home as Minnesota clears it. Rapids had a golden opportunity. Absolutely. Golden opportunity. Can't quite get a stick on it as we are about 5 minutes, 10 seconds away from the second intermission. Rapids leading 2-0 over Minnesota. His puck sent down, far corner, got to be poked away by Niederkorn. That's going to be a shot on goal as Locker tries to center it. And he walks in there, tries to backhand it in, and he gets pushed over Niederkorn into the goal.
Does that count
Rapids
as goal?
Pass to, you'd hope so, but it doesn't work that way. As down goes Locker, I think that's Williams, excuse me, as he's getting beat around.
Yeah, Locker's...
He's getting a little physical now. He's got to be careful to keep his head about him. Beauchamp, he drops the stick. Now he's just running interference and playing physical. Play the body, not the puck now, as he's got to find his stick yet again. Rapids trying to get out of the zone as he's just looking to be the guy to try to deflect in front of the net if it happens. And now there's a bunch of pushing and shoving. And down went one of the Minnesota players as there's pushing and shoving. And there's probably going to be some... There's probably going to be going to the box, and that is Locker. Is that, I will venture to say, probably a retaliation for what happened to him. It's down is, trying to double check the number, I think that is Jasper Pentinen, as he's slow to get up, we'll see what the call is here.
I mean, a really tough shift for Locker. I mean, he gets shoved into the net. I mean, all sorts was happening with him, and I think, definitely just some frustration, just... I mean, the River Kings were calling for that penalty on him, just getting bulldozed into the net and bulldozed around the net. I mean,
that's the one thing I was saying, though, my friend, is be careful about retaliation here. And he got caught.
Yeah, definitely he did get five minute major.
Head contact. Oh, that's a tough one. Yeah, yep. Five minute major.
I mean, especially after how Locker was facing that contact at the start of the shift, you definitely feel hard done by if you're a River King.
And, of course, Rapids are saying, hey, he got checked into the goal, then he got leveled right on the other side.
Yep.
How come you don't call that?
Exactly. And, I mean, he wasn't doing anything at that point. And then again, it's just that the frustration.
The old bait and switch, I guess you could call it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one of the ones where you can do it as long as you don't get caught.
Right, absolutely. 15. Time of that goal is, I believe that is 15:43. So for 5 minutes, that'll go into the third period. Minnesota's going to have a power play, as with the five-minute penalty. Minnesota can score as many times as they want, and that won't kill the penalty as Lufling gets knocked down to the ice. Elliott, far side, he's skating into the circle, shot. And that's turned away in front. Lufalin's there. I think Turco got to it and turned it away. Elliott, pass cross side to Valak. Back to Elliott, far side. Not the Gary Larson cartoon, as I always like to say, as that's tipped into the corner by Oliver Bolduc. He gets to the puck first.
Nice
clears
play.
The zone.
Nice play.
And Minnesota has to regroup.
Yeah, this is a game-defining situation. I mean, the major presents such a huge opportunity for the Mullets, especially at 2-0. Let's see how the River Kings can kill this off.
3:33 to the second intermission. 4:12 left to go. Man advantage for the Mullets. As Gentry, he gets the puck pushed away, and Bolduc tries to clear it, and he does, as the puck hit a stanchion in the boards and gets past the wingman at the far side for the Mullets. As Minnesota's got to regroup. Under 4 minutes left to go in the skater advantage. Rapids is killed off. Or over a minute of it so far. Minnesota not have much going. This down goes one of the Mullets players, slow to get up. That was just one of those open ice collisions. No penalty being called, and off goes Nelson as he's getting the change. Gentry and Monson, they're trying to break it into the zone. Minnesota gets it into the zone. Rapids has to settle back on defense. McNish, opportunity there, kind of a tic-tac-toe, turned away by Turco, and Rapids trying to get the puck held up. Minnesota gets the puck. Down, back to the point. Valak, shot, big blocker, save by Turco, then kick back out to the point. There's an opportunity there for Minnesota. There's a shot. Back on the stick of Gentry. Minnesota can't get there. Pass right at the top of the slot. Puck is tied up in legs and skates. Minnesota holds his zone as that's shot by Valak. Shot up, turned away by Turco. Yep. Almost hits a saxophone player, and there's a stoppage of play. 2:17 left to go in the second period. 3:01 left to go in the skater advantage.
Yeah, just a fabulous bit of play there by Turco. The fans above just praising him. I mean, after being inactive for a lot of the period, just come into life like that, making a couple of huge saves.
It's like you said yesterday about Shaw. You got to stay focused when you're watching a game happen instead of playing in one.
Hallmark of a good goaltender, just that being able to stay in that game and make those big saves when called upon.
Absolutely, my friend, is face-off won by Minnesota. Valak shot, rebound, sitting there slot, turned away by Mikhail Ilyin, and it goes the length of the ice. 2:08 left to go, second period. 2:50 left to go in the skater advantage. Rapids has killed off 2 minutes of that five-minute major, and we see how they get this next opportunity for Minnesota as Valak brings it into the zone. Drop pass back to Hunter Raffert. He's racing, trying to clear it out. He cannot, as there's collision there. Down goes Raffert and one of the other Minnesota players, as that was Gentry. And Minnesota gets possession of the puck, trying to get it up there to the blue line. And diving opportunity by Ilyin, trying to poke it out of the zone. He can't quite get there as the puck's bumped up into the Minnesota bench by Raffert. Another stoppage of play. 1:35 left to go, second period. 2:18 left to go in the power play for the Mullets.
Yep, just another great little section of the kill by the River Kings. Just Mullets unable to really get anything going and just shutting it down.
Face-off, blocker side of Guillaume Turco. There is the face-off. Everybody's where they're supposed to be. Referee drops the puck. And there is the puck sitting just loose. And Turco's got to cover it. As it just rolled in on him. Another stoppage of play. 1:31 left to go in the second period. 2:14 left to go in the skater advantage for the Mullets.
Yeah, if you're a River King, you want to kill this off, go into that second intermission feeling good for your 2-0 lead, and then react to that last sort of minute and a bit of the power play on the third.
Well, that'd be two periods in a row where Minnesota's got the start on the power play, and they haven't gotten anything yet out of it. We'll see what happens the next several minutes of the game as puck is saved by Turco, held into the zone by Minnesota. Great play as now Rapids clears it by Jake Breisland. Valak tries to stop it, stopped by Niederkorn off that ricochet. Now Minnesota, Valak getting a full head of steam, breaking it up into the zone. 1:10 to go, shot, rebound. Turco, shot is there, and it goes all the way down. Almost goes in on Niederkorn, who had to drop to a knee to stop it. 1 minute remaining in the period as Minnesota still 1:41 left to go in the power play. As near side goes around the boards. Raffer, he clears his own too. 46 seconds as there's a race for it. Breisland, he's battling for the puck. He gets to it as he's being pushed around, held in by Schweitzer. Rapids comes back. They're just trying to eat up the clock. 35 seconds to go. Rapids, they send it all the way down. Breisland giving chase as there's 30 seconds to go in the period. Puck jumps up right in front of the crease, and it is picked up by Minnesota. If someone could have been there, that could have been a stuff-home opportunity. Puck is brought in by Minnesota. Centering attempt can't be held by Gentry as Valak, high slot shot. That's blocked by Breisland. And we got a stoppage of play as puck went up into the netting. And we got 11.7 seconds to go in the period with 54 seconds to go on the power play for the Mullets.
Great effort by Bryson on that shift, getting a few taps from his teammates, and everyone's got to be tired out there. I mean, those Mullets, that unit's been out for almost the whole sort of 4 minutes it's been of the power play so far, and they've got to be tired, and that's sort of the opportunity the River Kings need to sort of pounce on a shorthanded opportunity.
Nelson against Tudich in the faceoff to the glove side of Turco. 11.7 seconds to go in the period. Face-off, controlled by Minnesota. Valak backhands it down low. As Minnesota tries to hold his own, Valak is sent back down. That's probably going to do it for the period. 3, 2, and 1. There's a shot, and that goes off the stick and into the boards, and that is the end of the period. We're Rapids. Scores twice over the Mullets, who have yet to find the goal, and it is a 2-0 lead for the River Kings as they hold. Oh, a nice 2-0 lead over the Mullets. Yep. Guillaume Turco, he stopped all 12 shots he's faced. He faced 2 in the first period, 10 in the second period, for a grand total of 12. Cody Niederkorn, he's having a heck of a night, too. He stopped 28 saves on 30 shot attempts, so he's having a good night as well. Just 2 were able to sneak past him. Rapids, they got the scoring started. Riley Williams at 6:41 with assist to Shamil Lupulin and Hogan McNeish. And then, about a minute later, Caden Garcia at 7:56, scored by Jacob Chevier Alexander and Isaac Locker to bring the score to 2-0. Minnesota, they will have 43 seconds remaining on the 5 minute major for head contact. To start that third period, as we will have them trying to get one other opportunity to get into this game, as they did start the second period, just 59 seconds on the skater advantage and to no avail. So we're going to play a couple games here. We're going to get a new sheet of ice, and we are going to listen to the River Kings pep band as we'll be back here momentarily for the exciting conclusion of tonight's contest on 105.5 WIRI Flow Hockey and Wisconsin Rapids Community Media.
The new year begins with you. The holidays are past, and now you should focus on you. The team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep believe you deserve a new chariot on four wheels with leather heated seats and maybe a backup mirror. Oh, you could even get your favorite color. Splurge on you in 2025 because you know how hard you work for your loved ones, and you deserve it. Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids, where finding your new ride for the new you is easy and fun. From the team at Johnson Chrysler Jeep, happy new you in this new year.
Be prepared for the next power outage with a Generac home standby generator from Econ Electric. When the power goes out, your life can't go on without interruption. It's getting cold outside. Get powered back up with Generac generators and protect against Wisconsin's unpredictable weather. Call 715-423-8440 for Econ Electric. Terms and conditions apply. See your Econ Electric technician today for more information. Sleep with ease knowing you are protected by Econ Electric and Generac generators.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low close to 5 above with the wind settling down. Sunshine returns for tomorrow, highs in the mid-20s. Mid-30s breezy and partly sunny on Monday and Tuesday. Some flurries Tuesday night and Wednesday. Currently 21 degrees.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my booth. So I had to pick for the uptown time. Yeah, but we talked for a while in a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. She said, give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Yeah, in a Chevrolet. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. Said where to, she said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on? Just give me a dirt road, the window's down. You wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Down, wanna get lost on the edge of town in a Chevrolet. She said, give me a six pack, some Brooks and Dunn. If you want a country girl, you just found one. Let's slip away. Away.
Just walk on by, 'cause I'm all caught up in your sweet smile. Girl like you comes around once in a while. So hot, gotta give it a shot. Gotta get a little bit of what you got. I know you don't know me, but I can't leave here lonely, knowing I didn't even try to make you mine. And you might think I'm crazy, girl, let me go get you something to drink, girl, before you plan, girl. I'll be right back by your side. And if you want, we can roll out. I know my way around this town. I got a shotgun seat for you. You can tell me where it is you want to take off to. Say, girl, about you and me getting away, girl. Oh, Oh, yeah.
Touching your skin and your hair falling slow. When a goodbye kiss feels like this. Don't you wanna stay?
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
It's Mike Homer. I'll be bringing you the exciting final period of action here at the Southwood County Recreation Center on Flow Hockey, then the Wisconsin Rapids Community Media, and 105.5 WIRI. I want to give a big shout out to everybody listening out there and watching wherever you're at. Thanks for joining us tonight. So, with that, how do we get here, Rory?
Yeah, I mean, if you're a River King, you want to be smart for these first 43 seconds. Don't let anything early. Don't let them set the tone. Don't let them get that energy right back up. I mean, there's a lot of energy in the room right now. They're ready to go. They're hyped up. And the way you close this out is beware of Balich. I mean, he's such an effective player. You have to give him that respect as a player. And then, again, watch that stretch, because any one of these effective guys on their team can get that stretch. They got a couple guys over 30 points, and just beware of that offense.
As you alluded to, Minnesota, they start the period on a 43 seconds of a power play. The last little bit of a five-minute major for head contact by Isaac Locker. But we got 30 seconds left now as Minnesota, they finally hold the zone. Rapids kicks it right back out. And there might be one more opportunity here for Minnesota with 20 seconds to go as Valak picks up the puck behind the net. Dente giving some pressure. Skating backwards is Tudich. Gentry brings the puck up into the zone. And it's knocked back into neutral ice. Under 10 seconds to go in the skater advantage. Rapids appears to be getting out of this one. 3-2-1. And we are back to even hockey. Full strength both ways as there's a shot turned away by Raffert. And it's Dente picking up the puck. Neutral ice. Beauchamp and Anderson up there with them too as Dente brings up the puck. Centering attempt in the slot. Nobody home. Ahlstrand down low to Dente. Dente up to Anderson, who partially whiffs on a shot. Minnesota picks up the puck. Nelson has 18:47 remain in the contest. Rapids picks up far side. That is Felix Ahlstrand. As the puck gets caught up in one of the official skates, we play on, however, as the puck is sent across the ice, as there is no icing being awarded. As some of these, a lot of these crews are as tight as they play icing. This crew is really letting it go through, and I'm not too opposed to that.
Well, Ahlstrand just uses his speed there, just beat that icing on the tire to Mullet's defenseman, and well played by him to keep this play moving.
Anderson carries the puck into the zone, gets around some defense, backhand pass, Obstfelder. Obstfelder goes around the cage, looks to go with that puck to center it. Bulldog drops low. Obstfelder cross-ice pass out of the zone. Lutfullin has it. Rapids has to reset on sides as Obstfelder gets around the first man. Breaks up into the zone. Ottawa lead pass. Shot wide of the mark. Held in by Oliver Bulldog. Puck being battled for. Ahlstrand has it. Centering to Anderson. Anderson to the circle. Shot blocked by Tommy Perkins. As Oliver Bulldog gets the puck back up. Bounces off the boards. Obstfelder. Obstfelder dumps it up to Ahlstrand. Felix Ahlstrand, backhand attempt, and that is covered by Niederkorn. 17:30 left to go in the contest. 2-0 lead, Rapids, as they hold a 30-12 advantage in shots.
Yeah, this Euro line just buzzing around as they always do. Just that great connection, that unspoken chemistry, just the way they rotate that puck and move that puck and cycle is really effective, especially against these Mullets.
As we have talked about it on other broadcasts, Ahlstrand, Obstfelder, and Marcus Anderson have all played hockey with each other at some point throughout their careers, as they are a couple Swedes and Norwegian, as they have played quite a bit over the years from what I've been told. So there's a lot of chemistry there, as they've been in the locker room talking in their native language about what to do out there, and everyone's just kind of, wait, what was that?
Yeah, that's a good part about having that language. You can scheme without the other guys knowing.
As there's a delayed penalty call coming up against Minnesota, and Rapids is getting an extra attacker to what it will matter, I don't know, as Rapids still has the puck. The extra attacker is there. Referee's arm is up. As shot from Elliott. Oh. Shot! Shot! And the goal by Mikhail Elliott! And it's a 3-0 game for the River Kings.
Great finish by Elliott. I mean, you know, he's this big power forward, and he has a wicked shot on him. Off that delayed call, Elliott with his 10th. I mean, he scores those types of goals all the time in practice. Just an absolute snipe into that top sort of area of the net.
That is the best way you can describe that one. He sniped it.
Yeah, I mean,
right under the
Russian sniper.
Right under the crossbar. Hit the water bottle. That didn't hit the ice, but that popped up about a foot in the air. And boy, oh boy, is it really looking the River Kings' way with 16:51 left to go in the contest.
Yeah, he has so much power behind that shot. Usually favors the blocker side in practice, and when he shoots that, you really feel that pop off the blocker, and another emphatic finish by the River Kings here.
Trying to figure out what the argument is here.
I'd imagine their coach is saying that they touched it before the delayed call. That would be my only thing that they could be saying, or maybe some goaltender interference on Niederkorn.
Yeah, so it will be a power play goal as it was a delayed penalty.
Yeah.
So that's not one I've seen too often over the years.
Oh, and they're still giving the power play.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep, our ringleader up here, Matt Fillmore, thanks for all that information there, my friend, and making life a lot easier for Rory and I. for Rory and me, I should say.
I usually thought they score on the delay, it cancels it out. Oh, I've also been corrected. Thank you very much.
Well, Rapids will go on the power play, even though they just scored. And it was a delay penalty, so that makes sense that it was still 5-on-5, well, 6-on-5 once Rapids pulled the goalie. And now they get the power play. So we will see what transpires here. As Rapids can add another and go up 4-0 with the skater advantage if they are fortunate enough to have that situation happen.
Yeah, another one here would really sort of seal the deal for the River Kings.
Gavin Dickinson is in the box. Goal, 10th of the year, Mikhail Ilion. He is with the goal. Tudich. And Cooper with assists. 3:09, time of the goal. And then the penalty coming up against 17 for Minnesota. That time of the penalty, cross-check, double minor.
Double minor, I think that was.
So because of that goal, it eliminates one of those minors. So now it's still a two-minute advantage. That makes sense why it is that way. Not something I've seen too often over the years, but, hey, you see something new every day. As Valak gets a puck, he's working up into the offensive zone, gets around Anderson, still has a puck, passes it back to neutral ice. Really just trying to eat up time as there's just 50 seconds left to go on the skater advantage for the River Kings. Still, however, holding a 3-0 lead over the Mullets as it's getting closer and closer as that clock winds down to the Mullets. They're going out of town with a pair of losses and still wishing the best the rest of the season. As there's a few more weeks coming up as the puck skirts back out, neutral ice bouncing off the skate of Denti. Rapids has to reset. Boopflin, far side, gets the puck up in the zone, gets behind an official, centering pass, shot, goal. And a goal! Denti from Boopflin, and that's a 4-0 lead for the River Kings.
I think that might be the first opportunity that second unit has had all night, and I mean, they make good on it. Nice centering feed by Lutfillin and Francesco Denti. What a season he's been having. I mean, real great bounce back season from last year.
Right.
And I mean, wow. Good finish. Niederkorn there. A little bit low. I mean, his body weight seemed a little too forward. He should have stayed a bit more upright. And Denti finds that top corner.
Well, we've got a 4-0 hockey game. Rapids leading 32-12 on the shot advantage. And 15:07 left to go in the game. So we're about a quarter of the way through this final period as Minnesota gets the puck. Balak brings it down, sends it around, tries to send it around. Centering attempt, bouncing puck. Rapids has to get it out of there, and they do as McNish sends it up, turned away by Niederkorn, and we got a stoppage. A play.
I really want to comment on Niederkorn's stick skills. I mean, he's amazing at redirecting those low pucks into the glass and just sort of giving his team a breather and getting that face off. But then also now, more than ever, as a River King, you have to be aware of your defensive assignments. Now there's gonna be that guy high, and you really need to worry about him.
So they changed some scoring on us here. Apologize for the dead air as Mikhail Ilion still gets a goal on the third goal, but Hogan McNish, he gets an assist and Cooper gets an assist. So Rapids, that's just a matter of just getting the formalities there as we play on under 15 minutes to go as there's an icing against Wisconsin Rapids. Stoppage play, 14:23 to go as going to be a faceoff back in the Rapids zone.
Yeah, just sort of undisciplined play there, just sort of rifling it down the ice. You really want to kind of control that now and sort of just limit the offense that the Mullets are able to generate.
Face-off coming to the blocker side of Guillaume Turcot. Really just tied up there. Rapids comes away with it. That's Beauchamp. Sends it up. Bryceland, far side. Bryceland using some speed. Gets a puck poked away. Minnesota's behind the defense. That's picked up by Big 55. Shot right into the belly of Turco. And a stoppage of play. Mitchell Nelson, he did what Minnesota did a lot of last night in the third period, getting behind the Rapids defense. And didn't pay this time. But Rapids has to be careful of that.
Yeah, that's the threat of the high guy. I mean, he just gets that sort of a good opportunity. I mean, Turco does well to sort of shut down that angle and be nice and aggressive and forces him into a shot to the chest.
Face-off coming to the glove side of Turco. Big number 22 is out there. Emil Opstafelder, he wins that face-off. Marcus Anderson, near side. He's getting beat up there as he gets ridden off the puck. Puck bouncy, neutral ice. Minnesota picks it up. They bounce up. Picked up again by Rapids. Jacob Chevy-Alexander, as he gets... That's a trip that didn't get called, but we'll play on. Not going to be critical of it. Big shot. Bounce off the board. Almost went in off the back of the pads of Niederkorn, but Rapids holds his zone. Anderson gets it down low to Opstafelder. Allstrand trying to throw some interference there to get a shot opportunity. Allstrand behind the net, picks it up, pushes it up ahead to Opstafelder. Opstafelder down low to Allstrand, walks it in, centering attempt. That shot turned wide by Anderson. Picked up Minnesota, the bounce off the boards. Stopped Chevy Alexander. A year older and wiser today, birthday yesterday. As puck gets sent length of the ice, no icing. As Turco, he plays it up ahead to Allstrand, who gets it, flips it up. Anderson with it, led by Opstafelder, cross ice pass, Garcia. Garcia breaks into the zone, goes near side, stops, spins. Shot, try to redirect by Opstafelder at the doorstep. Goes the other way, not the way they wanted it to. As Anderson, drop pass, beautiful drop pass, Allstrand. And a shot, goal. And a goal! Redirected on the doorstep by Anderson, and it's going to be open up 5-0.
Yep, nice deflection in front again. I mean, Niederkorn, you can just see how much more trouble he's having just kind of controlling these pucks. I think he's sort of gotten to him a little bit. Because just those last couple of plays in tight, he's just had a lot more trouble than he has been having this whole last weekend and sort of controlling and corralling those pucks. And a nice little like bang-bang play there by Allstrand to Opstafelder, and then Marcus with a nice tuck-in in front.
That
looks like
was
they're
beautiful.
Changing Niederkorn.
He deflected that to the far post.
Yep.
When it, and I'll be honest with you, Niederkorn, he was right there. He was ready for it. And it looks like they have changed
32.
Goalies. Preston Farr, I believe that is Preston Farr out there.
I think
there.
So as well.
Preston Farr is out there to finish the game for Minnesota, it looks like, as they pulled Niederkorn, who has had a heck of a series here.
Yeah, I mean, he's played well, but you could tell, like, just that last little bit, he's having so much trouble sort of finding those pucks.
Anderson with the goal officially. As Opstafelder.
That Euro line does a perfect shift from them.
And Allstrand. That's the Euro line, my friends. As Bolduc with it at the circle. 7-12 time of the goal. As puck's lifted out to Lufflin, who sends it back down. Preston Farr. Long lost relation to Jamie Farr. Actually, I don't know. I just made that up. We'll see. We'll have to get Matt on that. Our bookkeeper.
The frustrations
here
are boiling for the Mullets right now.
They're losing a little bit of their cool here. And I get it.
Yeah.
You guys have played a hard series, and you guys have given rapid spits. And I understand the frustration. I just hope both sides keep their wits about them, and don't really come to blows or anything like that. Because that'd be a horrible way to ruin a good weekend for hockey. Fans as we are as well. I mean, fights are cool, but the consequences that come with them, it's not always worth it.
Yeah.
As there's an icing being called against Minnesota. Stoppage of play, 11:29 to go in the game. 5-0, River Kings over the Mullets.
Yeah, and I mean, this is the sort of scoreline you would have expected last night, if not for Niederkorn's just brilliance. I mean, this is the sort of score that the River Kings, especially the coaching staff, will feel a lot more rewarded for.
Face off to the blocker side of Farr. And that puck skirts loose. And that's Jasper Pentinen. He brings the puck up, neutral ice, into the rapid zone. Now it's going back the other way. Nibiala, he picks up the puck, being harassed by Hogan McNish. Bryce Cooper, he's in that mix as well, tied up in the corner.
I mean, they're battling down in the corner, and they've got 96 just hanging on our blue line.
Yeah. I'm watching this and just kind of surprised at some of it. Centering attempt, Ilian, shot. That's missed by Nelson. Just goes over the crossbar. Bouncing puck behind the goal. Picked up again by Ilian. Pass out to Nelson. As Minnesota, they're looking for that home run pass as they're keeping one guy way back by the blue line. And that's really just taking one guy